From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Brazil's political crisis deepens. The interim speaker of Brazil's lower house of Congress said Monday his chamber was wrong to send impeachment proceedings against President Dilma Rousseff to the Senate. But the leader of the Senate quickly asserted that a vote on the matter will go ahead as scheduled. Acting House Speaker Waldir Maranhão said the April 17th vote was full of irregularities and gave Ms. Rousseff no chance to defend herself. He said the entire question of impeachment should start over and the House should vote again. The International Consortium of Investigative Journalists Monday opened access on its website to a searchable database of 200,000 offshore tax havens. Those entities are expected to involve account holders in more than 200 countries and territories. The ICIJ holds more than 11.5 million documents leaked from a Panamanian law firm and initially shared only with a select group of journalists. The Syrian government has announced a 48-hour extension of a localized ceasefire in Aleppo, where an uptick in fighting between the government and rebels has threatened a nationwide cessation of hostilities. The U.S. and Russia helped negotiate similar localized cessations last month for the areas of Latakia and East Ghouta. U.S. officials say the overall goal is to get a nationwide cessation of fighting to hold in Syria. The presumptive U.S. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump is beginning to tap key advisors for a move to the White House should he win the November national election. He has named New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, who will serve as a chairman of a potential transition team. This is VOA News. The Obama administration is suing the state of North Carolina over its so-called bathroom bill, saying it breaks federal anti-discrimination laws. The law requires transgendered people to use bathrooms that correspond to their sex at birth instead of the sex with which they identify. U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch Monday called the North Carolina law state-sponsored discrimination.
I want to note that we retain the option of curtailing federal funding to the North Carolina Department of Public Safety and the University of North Carolina as this case proceeds.
Earlier Monday, North Carolina's governor sued the federal government to keep the law in place. The premier of Canada's Alberta province, Rachel Notley, says 90% of the city of Fort McMurray was spared from wildfires burning out of control in the area. Notley and other officials had believed nearly the entire town had been burned to the ground. British Prime Minister David Cameron says Britain would raise the risk of war if it chooses to leave the European Union. Mr. Cameron gave a major speech Monday on national security.
And if things go wrong in Europe, let's not pretend we can be immune from the consequences. The international situation confronting Britain today means that the closest possible cooperation with our European neighbours isn't an optional extra. It is essential for this country's security and our ability to get things done in the world.
Mr. Cameron also warned of potentially devastating economic consequences if Britain chooses to leave the EU. Michel Platini will resign as the president of European football's governing body. His resignation comes after the Court of Arbitration for Sport failed to overturn his ban. Mathieu Riebe is general secretary of the CAS.
In the arbitration between Michel Platini and FIFA, the Court of Arbitration for Sport has decided to partially uphold the appeal of Michel Platini and to lower his suspension from 6 to 4 years. The fine is also reduced from 80,000 to 60,000 Swiss francs.
The court found Platini guilty of receiving a suspected payment of $2 million from FIFA for working as an advisor to former FIFA president Sepp Blatter. Blatter resigned from his post as football's governing body head in 2015 amid an ongoing corruption scandal. According to Platini, the verdict is profound injustice. He says he will pursue the case in a Swiss court in an effort to preserve his legacy. The United Nations Refugee Agency is calling on Kenya to reconsider plans to close the country's two main refugee camps. The UNHCR says the move would have a devastating consequence for hundreds of thousands of people. The country announced Friday it would close the two camps within the shortest possible time, citing security concerns, particularly from Al-Shabaab, a Somali-backed Islamist group. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.